something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. In a moment, I'll be joined by two of our really bad advice givers, but before we get to that point, let me just get something out of the way. Just to be clear, none of us are professional advice givers. If you take our advice and bad things happen, that's on you, all right? Don't be sending lawyers and all sorts of stuff and blaming us. All right, I'm going to introduce you now to our two experts. Hello, Miles.
Hello.
Hello, Taz.
I'm going to make this perfectly clear. I'm only here as part of my work release program.
And we appreciate that, and I will sign your papers again after the show. Alrighty, so we get our questions from audience members, parole officers, just about anybody that we happen to run into on the street, or just generally ideas that we pick up in general population. So here is the question that we have, inspired by Taz. How do I win an argument with my spouse? So Taz, we'll start with you.
Even the creator does not know the answer to that question. All right, here's what I know. You don't win. Even if you win, you lose. Do you want to be right or do you want to be like happy? You make a choice, right? You want to be like, because women are like, remember everything and sometimes put two things together that should never have happened. That's what I know. So sometimes it's your choice. You can pick your battles, and none of those should be with your spouse, is what I'm trying to say. Even if you win, 22 years from now, down the road, a fight will be brought up again when it's least expected and it makes the least amount of sense. You will pay, says the guy that has had four winnings. And not a funeral yet.
Well played. Miles?
Yeah, I agree with Taz. I was hoping we were going to get easier questions like, what's the meaning of life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that line in wedding vows, till death do us part, is it's eventually because you're going to want to kill them. So I always tell myself a 300 batting average still gets in the Hall of Fame.
So... yeah, you guys took the very safe route on those questions and are worried that your spouses or significant others might actually listen to this.
No.
I'm going to go with something that's so obvious that you wanted to say, but nobody did. Number one, there's no such thing in winning an argument because you never get into one because you're right. You start from a position where you are always right. And regardless of whatever opinion your spouse has, it's the one that you've given to them. So you have already positioned the argument in a place where you are correct. It's that sort of divine providence that has been given to you that anybody else who's with you must merely be happy to be in your general presence. And as such, they can't challenge it, so therefore you must always be right. There is no argument. Ipso facto, it's done, it's over. You don't have a problem.
And... Ari would like you to bring any empty boxes you have so that he can move out of the house he's currently in.
I think any play here, I think, is going to be gaslighting anyway.
Yeah.
I think the real answer is we need to start utilizing AI. We need to, I've just been feeding AI everything we always fight about and getting it to answer what my wife wants to hear in my voice. And that's working wonders.
And it's odd, right? I mean, it's why get into an argument? Even if I was right, 100% right, and every Googling of it is Taz is right, and you go to the Encyclopedia Britannica, Taz is right, and God phones her and says, "Hey, just to let you know, Taz is right." She's like, "Well, no, that's not true."
Well, I think Miles, you're onto something there. I mean, artificial intelligence may be the actual way to go. So instead of marrying a real intelligence, you just marry an artificial one. And if
from Three's Company. Got
pretty
it.
Much, yeah. And if things go wrong, you can just do a reboot. Update the firmware, get some new software patches done, and go from there.
Mm.
We're hoping none of our wives are watching or listening to this at any point in time. Even Andrew just wiped a tear away from his eye, knowing that if his wife listens, he's in trouble too. So it's lovely. It's great.
So, yeah, this episode is brought to you by Fairway Divorce, where you can, you know, it's an actual company. Maybe we should
bring that one up. Yeah, I know we shouldn't say Fairway.
Yeah.
Because that's where all your clothes are going to be, on the fairway.
Okay, well, apparently this episode of really bad advice turned into, wait, actual practical advice on how to avoid getting into an argument in the first place with your spouse. So that happens sometimes. Sometimes we're on point, and yeah, sometimes Andrew just edits it and makes us sound better than we are.
Fake your death is a good one.
That's not a bad one, actually.
No, it's
if you
not.
Could steal that technology from the movie Inception and just plant the idea inside her brain, like during a dream, that you were right, that's the only way I could see you actually pulling this off.
Oh, I got to watch less SpongeBob because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you could do the Terminator thing where you just keep going back and changing the time plane and then change the time frame that you changed and then change the time when you changed again.
Or you could not be a dick.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, now you really blew it. So thanks for this joining us on this edition of Really Good Advice. It's truly been our pleasure to help you with all of your life problems.
Listen to our stuff backwards. It'll be better. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Play the episode backwards. It'll be what it's supposed to be. And you get a really nice gazpacho soup recipe. So you're good to go. All right. Well, thank you, Miles.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Taz.
I was here under protest.
Oh, yeah. Under contractual obligation with the court system, we know. Mm-hmm. Andrew is our technical producer in the background who makes us sound less stupid than we already are. And it's going to be a hard one for you on this episode to do, Andrew, let me tell you. On behalf of all of us here at the Really Bad Advice Podcast, it's been our pleasure. If you would like to share your opinion on our opinions, go ahead and go to our reallybadadvice.ca webpage, send us some feedback, or if you have a question, just drop it in there and we will do our best to get it answered for you. On behalf of all of us here at the Really Bad Advice Podcast, thanks for listening.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.